The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
For you. So be glad that today. Be glad that today. You and I have been able to mark up to the 100 days. If you are 95, then the 5 shouldn't be a burden to us. 5 shouldn't be a burden to us. So we're going to push up. We are going to push up. We are going to build up. And ensure that the 100 days is fully satisfied and completed.
100 days.
And whatever God has for us, He is bringing it to pass. He is manifesting it. So have that hope and the trust and the belief that He, God, is more than able. He is more than able. He, God, is more than able. He is more than able. As we seek His face, He said this month of November. It is a month of remembrance for reward. A month for reward of our faith. We have been faithful for the 100 days. The Lord said it is my time to reward you. It is a month for escape. Whatever the devil intends to do, we have escaped it. It is time to escape whatever the enemy has set for us, whatever that has been projected against us. The Lord says, I have escaped. I, the Lord, I have taken you out of it. I have made you to escape. Whatever projections that have been orchestrated, whatever plot that has been orchestrated, say, I, the Lord, I have created an avenue for you to escape. They will look for you at where they think you are, but they will not find you there. They will not find you there because the Lord Himself has caused you to escape. He said, it is my month of elevation. He said, it is my month of elevation. He is about to lift you to where you belong. Not where you think you belong. Most of the times we have designated and positioned ourselves as where we think we belong. But when we fall into the hands of God, and God takes us to where we belong, we come to know that where we think we belong is nowhere near God wants to take us. Therefore, it is us to accept that this is what God has for us. He said, this month I'm going to acknowledge you. This month I'm going to acknowledge you. This month, November, I am going to recognize you. Where you are not acknowledged, when people don't respect you, and you are nothing to be written in there, my God says, and it is time to acknowledge you. It is time to acknowledge you. It is time that I will cause people to recognize you. And it's not what they want. It is not what they want. It is what I, the Lord, wants to do. It doesn't matter what you are looking for. Yes, we are in the 11th month. We are in the 11th month. one more month to the end of the year. But this is what the Lord says. In my 11th hour, in my 11th hour, in your 11th hour, I the Lord, I will accept you from every danger. I will accept you from every disease. I will accept you from every sickness. When troubles come, I the Lord, I will accept you. You may be in their midst. You be in the class, but I will accept you. I will take you out, and they will wonder what kind of God you are serving. And they will ask you, how did it happen? Because you yourself, you don't know how it happened. Before you realize it had already happened. So therefore, you don't even have an answer for what has happened. So when they ask you, you will not have an answer for them. The only thing that they can say, and the only thing that you can say, that it is the Lord. And he said, in this November, as you exit whatever is behind you, it is time for you to enter into a new dispensation. It is time for you to enter into a new dimension. It is time to ask the Lord to lift you to where you should belong. And you will enter into a new elevation. Into a new era. The Lord says, I will take you there. Only if you can put your will in my hands and you accept what I'm bringing to you this month. I, the Lord, I will do it for you. I will cause it to happen to you. You will see it manifest in your life. You will enter into a new level that you have never seen before. So that is why this evening we are here. That you and I are going to pray that into being. That this November will not pass us by. It may be the 11th hour. It may be the 11th month. It is not yet 1st January. It can be even the 29th of December. But whatever the Lord says, I will do it. Whatever God says, I will do it. That is the position and that is the mindset that I want you to carry tonight. In this month of November, I want you to carry that upon you. That wherever you are, at your workplace, in your home, in your business, have that mindset that in this November, God has something new for me.
Amen.
Tonight you're going to pray. We are going to pray. I just gave a highlight of what our Papa declared for us, that this is what the Lord is taking us. And the activation of the E-laws into action.
Amen.
We are going to pray. We are going to command what God has destined for us. What the Lord has prepared for us. I know some have already given up. They have given up because for them, they are tired. That if God has something to do, then God should have done it a long time. But omunim self say Nyankopon obi bi ya na ka waye de dada. But hear me, church. Hear me, my mothers and fathers. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. The Lord that we serve, he is not a man. And he does not walk and work in the ways of men. So if you destine God that God should move in the left or right,
I also wanted to let you know that also give the steer to the hands, leave the steer in the hands of God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yesterday I was talking to one of my girls, my young girls at the workplace, and first we talked after a while. She just began to ask herself. And as she sat down and she sat down thinking about what I told her. She opened her mouth and began to sing. And I was surprised myself because I didn't know that she could lift me and her spirit to be lifted to her. But the Lord Himself took charge over her life and she herself sang the song and began to move in the dispensation and the direction where God wants her to be.
Amen.
So the God that we serve is
Amen.
Not a God to just be taken lightly. Amen.
Amen.
I want us to look at something in the book of Matthew chapter 20. We are going to pray on the 11th hour. The God
power.
The certain God of the 11th hour. It speaks about a parable that Jesus gave. It starts from 1 to I think the stories, some know, but I think we can have a little time, we can just read. Can I have Matthew chapter 20, please? Matthew chapter 20. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and set them into his vineyard. About 9 in the morning, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He told them, you also go and work in my vineyard. I will pay you whatever is right. If the Bible is yours, I want you to underline the word, whatever is right. So they went and he went out again noon and about 3 in the afternoon, he did the same thing. About 5 in the afternoon, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing? Because no one has hired us, they answered. He said to them, you also go and work in my vineyard. When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to the foreman, call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last one's hide and going on to the first. The workers who were hired about five in the afternoon came and received a denarius. So when those came were hired first, they expected to receive more, but each one of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner. These who were hired last only worked 1 hour, they said. And you who have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, I am not being unfair to you, friend. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the one who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? 16. So the last will be first, and the first will be last. Amen. Amen. Jesus Christ had gone, was making a parable of a rich man who had gone out and looking for laborers to come and work in his vineyard. And he had hired some in the morning, some in the afternoon, some in the evening. Some were from 9 to 6 p.m. Some were from noon, 12 midday to 6 p.m. Others were from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And the last bus went from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. At the end of the day, the rich man decided that what? I'm going to pay them the same. That I'm going to pay them the same. I'm going to pay them the same. But those who came early didn't understand why that the man should pay them the same wages, because they have worked about 8 hours, 9 hours, more than those who came for 3 hours and for 1 hour.
But
the Bible made King James says that, and about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing late and said to them, why have you been standing here? They heard the same idea, and he said to them, because no one has hired in the servant. He said to them, you also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, you will receive. He said, whatever is right, you will receive. You will receive. You and I know very well the things that you said about the month of November. We are in the 11th month, which is the 11th hour. One month to go to the end of the year. Just the same way that the rich man also hired them at the 11th hour, that they went from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Just 1 hour to go. But here, Jesus was talking about what? Grace. Because there is no way that you tell me that you have worked for 1 hour, you should be paying like someone who has also worked for 9 hours here. Jesus was talking about equal pay for the work that has been done. He was talking about being working what? Doing what you need to do at the 11th hour, which is not dependent on you yourself, but it is dependent on the one who called you. So we got to see that the 11th hour grace that the people received, the people did not negotiate for it. He said, whatever is right, I will pay you. Whatever is right, I will pay you. Whatever is right, I will pay you. This is God's grace at work. It is not by our merits. It is not by how hard working that we pay. But in this November, as we mark 1 month to the end of the year, the God says, I have 11th hour miracle that awaits you. But I have 11th hour miracle that awaits you. No matter what the devil has done and has projected into the month of November, I don't need someone to come and tell me that I have worked from January to now, so pay me more than the person who came at the 11th hour. God says, whatever is right, I, the Lord, I will pay you.
Say,
I will give you. I will give you. I want you to walk in this month with rest and assurance. I want you to walk in this month
with an assurance that the game is not yet over. That the game is not yet over. The game is not yet over. We are in the 11th month. Even if we are in the 12th
month,
God is still at work. God is still at work. He is still at work. He rewards as he wants. He rewards as he wants. So just at this month, God is saying that I, the Lord, I will reward your faithfulness. I reward your faithfulness. The 11th hour miracle is around.
11th hour miracle, no.
The 11th hour reward is around.
11th hour, I said, yeah, no.
It is time for us to tap from the throne room. They wait for 1 hour. It was certain to them. It was certain to them.
No,
they never knew that they will receive that.
No,
they never knew that they were going to give him such an amount of money.
No,
but the Lord who answers by fire, the Lord who does not look at what people are saying to be able to reward you, the Lord that is not marking you according to your family, the Lord that is not marking you according to what people people's remarks concerning your life, the Lord who is not marking you according to what people want to see, that God says it is time for me to reward you. It is time for me to reward you. It is time for me to reward you. At this 11th hour, I will reward you. At this 11th hour, I will prove myself to you. At this 11th hour, I will show you that I am God. I am showing you that I am God. That your 100 days have not been in vain. It has not been in vain. It has not been in vain. It will not be in vain. The God of the 11th hour. The God of the 11th hour. The God of the 11th hour. Who called you by name? Who called you by name? Is beginning to fulfill himself in your life. He will fulfill himself in your life. He will manifest himself in your life. You will know that he has called you. You will know that he is God. He is God. All the prayers you have been praying for this 95 days. You're waiting on him for this 95 days. Yes, it has been rough. The terrain has been rough. It has been tough. It has been tough. It has not been smooth. There have been hardship. There have been difficulties. And when you turn to the left and the right, you didn't see any help. But I'm here to let you know that help is on the way. The help is on the way. Help has come. Help has come. Help has come. Help has come. The God of the 11th hour. The God of the 11th hour has brought that help that you are looking for. The God of the 11th hour has answered you. He has answered you. He has answered you. The God of the 11th hour is not a dead God. It's not a dead call.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a dead call.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a dead call.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that you have not seen it,
it
doesn't mean that it is not coming to pass. Therefore, rest assured. This month, he says he's going to elevate us. We are going to pray. Begin to think of where you want God to elevate you. When we begin to pray, then you begin to talk to God. Tell God, I want you to elevate me here. We are going to pray and break what? I mean, our own limits. We're going to pray and break everything.
That 11th hour God has come in for so many people. When Elijah went to the woman, widow woman, who has said, I have only bread and for oil for myself and my son. When we eat, we die. He said, do it for me first. And after that, you satisfy yourself. But hear me. That was the beginning of the greater things to come. That was the woman's 11th hour. Everything was gone. But to God, it was a turn around point. So the 11th hour, you may think that everything is gone. You are about to throw in the towel. Don't throw it yet. Hold it where you are. Hold it right where you are. And know one thing. That God himself, that God himself, that the Lord himself is here to do it. Be open your mouth and begin to thank God. Thank God that God, I am in the 11th hour. Thank God, God, I'm in the 11th hour. That is where you are able to prove yourself.
No,
I serve a God that is a showman. I serve a God that is a showman. It is not the human beings that you see and call them Osia Deyo. And when they tell you something, you're unable to do it. I'm telling you. He is a showman. If you're not seeing God's show, tell God, God, a pastor said what? Pastor Prince said, you are a showman. Let me know that you are a showman. I'm telling you, God is a showman. You wish you can say it, but you can't say it. Because when you think about the things that you've told God, when you think about what you've told God, that God, you are a wicked God. Amen. I want to, we are going to pray to the God of the showman. Yes. We are going to pray to the showman. And let the show, tell the showman, God, showman, do a show, do your show in my life. Do your show in my life. So when it appears on the left and the right and the center and everywhere, you become confused and you stand there and you cry. Open your mouth and begin to thank God. Begin to thank God of the 11th hour. Then God, I thank you that you are God of the 11th hour. 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 Yes, you are God of the 11th hour. Yes, oh Lord, you are God. You are God. You are God of the 11th hour. You are God of the 11th hour. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, yes, oh God. Because you are God of the 11th hour. 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 You are the God of the 11th hour.
Jesus, Lord.
Yes, oh God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Yes, oh God. I thank you. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, oh God. You are God of the 11th hour.
We thank you, Lord.
You are God of the 11th hour.
We thank you, Lord. 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 Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, 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 Lord. You are God, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
That you are living in November.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank the Lord that you are living in November.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank the Lord that you are alive in November.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank the Lord that you are alive in November.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Father, Lord. We thank you, 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 the God of the 11th hour, Lord. 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 We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your power. We thank you. 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 We thank you, Lord. 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 In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Holy Spirit, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Holy Ghost, Lord. We bless you, 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 Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We bless you, Holy Spirit, Lord. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Blessed be your name, 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 Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, Lord. We magnify. We thank you, Lord. 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 Masata baba, le baba kata le baba, le baba sata kaba baba, le baba kata le baba, le baba sata baba baba le baba, le baba kata baba baba, le baba kata baba baba le baba, le baba sata baba. We thank you, Lord, the God of the 11th hour, 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 Lord, we magnify your holy name, Lord. We bless you, 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 Lord.
Your life
and you realize that time is running out on you. When God doesn't come in at that hour, if you don't take care, you die. If you don't take care, you will be disgraced. If you don't take care, shame will come upon you. That is the 11th hour. It is a tight moment that when God doesn't come in, it won't be well with you. That, today I came for those who are in that particular era. Not those who have the laxity of time and you think you can do anything. No.
Who
say, what a time bomb. So, those are the people that I came for this evening. We're going to pray. That look into your life. Look into. Say, and tell God, this one, if you don't come in, if you don't show your 11th hour miracle, this one. If you don't come in, this one. God, something will happen. Something will happen. Something will happen. God, I need this 11th hour miracle now in this area of my life. My Father in heaven.
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 This evening.
This evening.
This evening.
This evening.
This evening.
This evening.
Let your 11th hour miracle.
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 Manifest.
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 In my life.
In my life.
In my life. Let your 11th hour miracle.
Let your 11th hour miracle.
Visit this singleness.
Visit this singleness.
Visit this joblessness.
Visit this joblessness.
Visit this situation.
Visit this situation.
In my life.
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 Now.
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 Begin to pray now. Begin to pray now. Begin to pray. Yes, Papa. My Father, my Father, to my dear son, let your
Papa, Better than I do. That is why I'm putting it in this situation, in this circumstance. So you put it there. If it is singleness, if it is joblessness, if it is career, you put it there. That in this situation.
Una wuni mama ni a wum se yesika sem ejuma sem eyaware ana wumampoa asheho.
So some situations will be sometimes it costs you not to even come to church.
You may be wahon umai tuwa event me ma uka em ma sorry.
It is even a disgrace to be a Christian.
You
But we're going to pray. We are going to activate the 11th hour miracle. Look, that thief who was on the cross. That thief who was on the cross with Jesus, there were two. One gave it to Jesus and the other one what? Asked for mercy. Was he baptized? Did he accept the Lord as his personal Savior on the cross? He was a thief. And at that point, he was going to die. And that death was on when it was. Satan would have taken his soul. But at that 11th hour, the thief escaped hell. He had a little life to live. Little life to live. And he was going to die. He took that advantage and shoom, before he died, few hours or few minutes before he died, shoom, he was in heaven.
My Father in heaven,
my Father in heaven,
my Father in heaven,
my Father in heaven,
in this situation,
in this situation,
in this situation of
in
mine,
this situation of mine,
I activate your 11th hour miracle,
your 11th hour
your 11th hour miracle,
your 11th hour miracle,
to turn around,
to turn around,
my situation,
my situation,
my situation,
my situation,
turn it around now, activate. I activate the 11th hour miracle.
Baba 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 ba
Maybe let me explain before we go. Some time back, I think we were in the Bible school. Also, I was talking to one of our friends. I told him, my brother, I've mentioned a certain man. I think it was. I asked, I have never had money up to even 10,000 cedis in my account before.
Maybe a trip, I'm in my down for 18 for more, seven war, and then the war Bible school. Catcher me say, "Be near sika send your wabono ewo me account buda."
He looked at me and he laughed and laughed and laughed.
Oh, shame me no, serious.
He said, "You see, what are you talking about?"
See now, we see again in our camp.
Because to him, it's a laughable issue.
Son say, "Emma no eya serious."
But to me, it was a serious issue.
And so Emma me neye me ni brasem.
What was it? To me, it was a serious issue. But to him, it was a laughable issue. Because when he hears the amount of money, is this from him? It is a pity not to me. He doesn't think I shouldn't even mention it. He taught me a prayer to pray. And I began to pray that prayer. When I started praying it, and I started activating some certain things, and I realized that now I'm crossing that barrier. No, we're going to pray that in this November, whatever limit, whatever boundary that has been set for us, by the 11th hour miracle, if you can stand up and walk across, I cross this boundary. I cross this singleness into marriage. I cross this poverty into abundance. I walk over one contract per 2 months into 10 contracts per month.
Contract back contract.
Because if you receive one contract per 2 months or 3 months, or make your cascade no way they so they go back to square zero. You get what I'm saying? If you have your saloon and people every week you receive one customer, how will you eat?
Who will be the Yetina and what you be and the papa open the bora on the
one customer per week.
I just say nipa ba ku bia ba na watch ba.
And oh yeah, one community, one down. Let's go. We're going to pray. And my Father in heaven. My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Any boundary.
Any boundary.
Any boundary.
Any boundary.
Any limit.
Any limit.
That have been set for me.
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 By my ancestry.
By my ancestry.
By myself.
By myself.
By myself.
By myself.
By my generation.
By my generation.
By anybody.
By anybody.
By anybody.
By anybody.
By the 11th hour miracle.
By the 11th hour miracle.
By the 11th hour miracle.
By the 11th hour.
I trust it.
I trust it.
I walk over it.
I walk over it.
I walk over it.
I walk over it.
I cross that boundary. I cross that limit. Begin to pray now. Cross it. Cross every boundary. Cross every limit. Cross every boundary. Cross every limit. Whatever limit that has been set, I cross it. 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 Yes. Leave my finances. Leave my finances. Leave my career. Leave my business.
Baba 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 ba I send it back to them.
Our last prayer. We'll go to Psalm 24, verse 9. Psalm 24, verse 7. Sorry. Psalm 24, verse 7. Say, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and let the King of Glory come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Selah. He is the King of Glory. We're going to take our last prayer. We're going to pray that every gate of elevation, every gate of promotion, every gate of reward, every gate in our business, every gate in our home, our finances, we are command every gate to be lifted up. In this month of November, we are commanding, if the king, no gate can withstand the King of Glory.
November busumi mu ye shese apnu biara ewo ya wari mu apnu biara ewo ye dwuma mu apnu biara ewo osika semu ye.
We are commanding it to be lifted up. We are commanding them, be lifted up.
Whatever
will bring your glory, whatever will bring your elevation, whatever will bring your promotion, whatever will see your dream manifest, that gate must be lifted up. That gate must be lifted up. My Father in heaven, my Father in heaven, every day,
every day,
every day,
every day,
every day
for my life,
every day,
every day
for your glory,
for your glory
in my life,
in my life,
every day,
every day
for my elevation,
for my elevation,
for my promotion,
for my promotion,
for my upliftment,
for my upliftment,
for my promotion,
for my promotion,
for my increase,
for my increase,
for my financial,
for my financial,
every day,
every day
I command you now,
I command you now,
I command you now,
I command you now,
in this month of November,
in this month of November,
be lifted up,
be lifted up,
be lifted up.
We lift up the blood.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.